Joining us now to talk about U.S. military strategy in Baghdad and other developments in Iraq today is NPR's Mike Schuster. He's monitoring events from Kuwait. Mike, first in Baghdad, what does the U.S. strategy seem to be? How's it unfolding?
Well, I think what we're seeing now is the end point of the strategy that actually began from the initial invasion of Iraq and the splitting up of the two American forces, one up the Euphrates River to the west, the U.S. Army, and the Marines up to the Tigris to the east. And what they've done is that they've come into the southwest corner of the city and the southeast corner of the city and made forays into the center to the Tigris River. The U.S. Army got there first, essentially last Saturday, and began to make those forays. The Marines have had a much harder time getting into Baghdad, but they've gotten into Baghdad today. And what it seems is going to unfold, this end game of the whole strategy, is this almost elegant pincer movement where the army will continue to hold what is in effect the west bank of the Tigris. They won't cross in force the bridges into the east side because that would cut them off from reinforcements and their supplies. And soon, I think, we're going to see the mirror image of that, the symmetrical side on the east bank of the river with the Marines pushing into the center. And more and more concentrating Iraqi resistance in the center. The U.S. Army says that all of the roads out of Baghdad are closed. And they will essentially meet at the bridges when they feel that they've defeated Iraqi resistance.
In the south of Iraq, the battle for Basra appears to have ended today. At the same time, there are reports of widespread looting. What can you tell us about what's going on there?
It's a pretty dicey situation in Basra. Today, the British say that they've extinguished the Iraqi resistance. They say there's no longer any more Iraqi militias or fighters or the Ba'ath Party resisting inside Basra. They have essentially seized the city with up to 3,000 troops. But what happened was that almost immediately looting broke out yesterday, last night, and today, and there's been widespread looting in this city of about 1 million people. That's an awful lot of looting. And riots also began breaking out today. There was an attempt to get some humanitarian aid trucks with food and water into the city, but there were looters who attacked the trucks and then crowds of people who attacked the looters because they need this food and water. And the British are not in a position at all to take care of the policing of the city. So it's a situation in flux without a government or a civil administration right now and with not a clear strategy for how to bring back law and order.
Is there any sense of who will be policing the situation then?
Actually, the British said today that they want a local tribal leader to try to begin to create a civil administration with the hope of reconstituting the Basra police force in the city. The British are hoping that, in fact, the Iraqis will take this over spontaneously and try to bring back civil safety and law and order. But the British are also saying that no Iraqis can carry weapons in the streets of Basra, and so the police would have to do that without weapons, which you would think is a tall order.
Thanks, Mike.
You're welcome, Melissa.
NPR's Mike Schuster in Kuwait.